I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. As the federal government shutdown stretches into a 19th day, the agency responsible for feeding many Americans with low incomes has announced it will take steps to ensure food access during the shutdown. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The shutdown left the U.S. Department of Agriculture with no cash flow after the 19th of January. But USDA head Sonny Perdue says the agency will use money it still has on hand to release February benefits now for either the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition for Women, Infants, and Children Program, or WIC. That's good news for mothers like Yawanda Jones of Macon, who uses WIC to buy baby formula for her 10-month-old son.
Currently, I am homeless, and I need all the help I can get right now.
About 200,000 Georgians feed their children with the help of WIC. That's about 7 million people nationally. About 40 million eat with the help of SNAP. It isn't clear if the USDA will have money to stretch benefits into March. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The State Department of Corrections has agreed to improve prison conditions at a solitary confinement unit at the Georgia Diagnostic and Classification Prison in Jackson. According to the AJC, the agreement stems from a lawsuit brought by inmates at the facility. Lawyers representing the prisoners say solitary confinement causes irreversible psychological harm due to their small size and low light. Now, inmates will not be held in the cells for more than 2 years except under special circumstances, and prisoners must be allowed outside their cells for 4 hours each day. The Southern Center for Human Rights says the ruling should help spur change in other prisons when it comes to long-term isolated confinement. And a campaign to warn teenagers about the dangers of tobacco use is expanding this week in Georgia. The state is receiving part of a $6 million grant from the Food and Drug Administration. Mitch Zeller is the director of the FDA's Center for Tobacco Products. He says rural Georgia has an above-average number of young people chewing tobacco.
We're trying to get at-risk teenage boys in Georgia and in 19 other states to rethink that relationship with dip, because it is by no means a harmless tobacco product.
The campaign uses graphic images on social media with the goal of getting boys to stop using smokeless tobacco. A group on St. Simon's Island is looking for volunteers to help keep Fort Frederica National Monument open during the partial government shutdown. The Brunswick News reports Fort Frederica's site manager has kept the gates open there and at Bloody Marsh Battle Site. The rest of the staff has been furloughed since the shutdown began last month. Now, the nonprofit Keep Golden Isles Beautiful is organizing volunteers to empty trash cans and conduct litter patrols at the two sites. Other federal sites on the coast, including Fort Pulaski National Monument near Savannah, are closed during the shutdown. And Governor-elect Brian Kemp is spending the final days before his inauguration traveling the state. GPB's Stephen Fowler has the details.
On the Georgian's first celebration tour, Kemp will visit places in rural Georgia like Chula and Blakely, stopping in all corners of the state. There are no visits close to Atlanta, but the incoming governor will stop in Augusta, Columbus, and Savannah. In November's general election, Kemp carried much of rural Georgia and has made rural health care and economic development a top policy priority. But last month, he met with Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms to talk about ways to improve the metro Atlanta region as well. Kemp's inauguration and the beginning of the legislative session both happened Monday. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
In sports, attendance was up for the Atlanta Falcons this year. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, the Falcons were one of only five teams to grow attendance by more than 1% since 2017. The Atlanta Falcons moved into Mercedes-Benz Stadium 2 years ago. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.